This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hearing some spots or something like that in the background there. There we go. It's gone. All right, 800-259-9231. Put you in touch with the program. You can bring up anything. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are free. Now, I don't think anybody sitting in this room is anti-environment.
No, I like the environment.
Me too.
I like clean water. I like fresh air. I like pretty trees. I like the environment. And I'm all in favor of, making sure that water stays clean and air stays clean and all that, and the trees stay pretty. But what I'm not in favor of is bunk and junk. And a lot of the environmentalist movement is full of BS and nonsense.
It's in a lot of ways, like the new religion.
It is a new religion, certainly. They are believing, many of these environmentalists will just believe things because they come from what they perceive as an authority on the environment.
Like Al Gore?
Yeah, when you hear, I listen to NPR on a regular basis, and they don't even question the environmentalist stuff. It's not even a question. Carbon emissions are causing global warming is their stance.
Well, I didn't want to talk about global warming as much as I did the bag menace. This from DailyTech.com. You've heard all the claims. Plastic bags kill marine animals, hundreds of thousands of them. And not just the slimy, icky ones, but the cute ones, too, like baby seals. Have you ever seen an animal more adorable than a baby seal? How could anyone in good conscience possibly carry home their groceries in a plastic bag?
I think baby hedgehogs. I think that they're probably the cutest. I've seen those, and they're darn cute.
Dutiful consumers, therefore, lined up shoulders to bandwagon, and millions called on their politicians to solve this critical problem. Nations like Ireland placed a whopping 20-cent tax on each bag. San Francisco banned them outright, and cities from Boston to Portland considered following suit. Even in areas without a ban, stores spent tens of millions of dollars to make paper bags available to their outraged customers. The only problem is it was all bunkum. According again to Daily Tech,
it doesn't matter whether it's bunk or not. It's bunk that has been so well propagated that it doesn't matter how many times we say it, we're never going to dissuade people.
You know, I'm thinking back, and I think one of the reasons why they instituted plastic bags to begin with was to save trees.
Yeah, got
to
save the trees.
Got to save the trees.
Which is the most ludicrous of all these things.
Right. Because you can make bags out of a lot of stuff besides trees anyway.
Sure.
Like hemp.
Well, and trees grow back, so there's no shortage of trees. There is never a shortage of trees, and to think that there is a shortage of trees is absolutely absurd.
Ludicrous,
especially here.
Tree worship.
Right, yeah. Go up on top of the Mount Monadnock here in the lovely Keene area and look around and tell me if you see anything besides trees.
Right, you know, and I'm not trying to down trees. I bought the property that I live on because of the trees on it. Mm-hmm. I love them, but it's nonsense. Trees are a commodity. They are a vegetable that is grown in order to be harvested for use by man, the same way tomatoes are. And people consume a lot of tomatoes. You don't see a tomato shortage, do you?
Well, we talked about tomatoes recently.
Yes, well, there's
it doesn't have anything to do government, with the tomatoes themselves. But back to the bag story here. Here is how it all began, this vicious rumor about bags allegedly killing marine animals. Believe it or not, it was within one of the many governments of the world. It started with a typo, actually, in a 2002 Australian government report. It attempted to quote from a Canadian study, which was done 15 years earlier, which found that up to 100,000 marine animals had been killed over 4 years by discarded nets from the fishing industry. Somehow, the 2002 report replaced that phrase with plastic bags. The statement was quickly seized upon by environmentalists looking for a cause.
Sure.
That's quite a typo.
It's a mistake, I think, more than a typo. But, the environmentalists always take what the government says as plain fact.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the government, who has the most to gain here? The 20-cent tax on every bag?
Nice.
Do you think that's going to save marine animals, or is it just going into the coffers of the town?
Who knows?
I'm telling you that it's going into the coffers of the town.
Well, if those bags are actually killing marine animals, putting a 20-cent tax on one of them isn't necessarily going to stop that little animal from dying.
It's not going to stop the animal from dying. It's going to dissuade people from using bags.
I see.
The concept there.
Well, and this is the same idea, this sort of obedience to authority or deference to authority or what they perceive of as authority, because I don't believe there is such a thing as authority, that just men with guns willing to use them. But it's also very similar to how the whole recycling craze got started, which, according to Penn & Teller's BS, great Showtime program, according to that show, on their recycling episode, it was all started by one EPA bureaucrat here in America. The whole idea, the whole nonsensical idea that of recycling, which is essentially nothing more than a government make-work program.
It really is. It's a make-work program for trash sorters.
Right. It's all nonsense. And so here's yet another example.
I mean, we're recycling paper as though we don't have trees to make paper. Have you seen the costs of paper go down as a result? No.
So back to the story here from DailyTech.com. Somewhere along the way, the 4 years portion of the Canadian study was dropped as well, and the myth of our shopping bags strangling hundreds of thousands of poor animals every year sprang up. And voila, a star was born. Protesters carried placards, and thousands of complacent reporters parroted the claims. The Australian reporter was eventually corrected 4 years later, but no one noticed. Sort of how you were saying, Mark, that you can correct the misinformation.
Right. It's the same with the EPA study on secondhand smoke.
It was
crap, and it's been proven to be crap, but nobody knows. Everybody thinks that you get a whiff of secondhand smoke, you keel over from emphysema.
Well, the myth was now self-supporting, with hundreds of sources all pointing to each other for verification.
Right.
A few scientists tried vainly to correct the record, but no reporter was interested in interviewing them. But finally, science seems to be winning out. According to David W. Laist of the Marine Mammal Commission and author of the primary research paper on the subject, plastic bags don't figure in entanglement. The main culprits are fishing gear, ropes, lines, and strapping bands. Professor of
strapping bands. You always get told that these the tin can straps. Do you remember those things that you were supposed to rip those apart or the pelicans will die?
I remember the soda container things.
Yes, I said tin cans. I should have said aluminum cans. The aluminum can straps. You always heard that those were. Now, is that the same sort of strapping, or are we talking about packaging strapping of some sort?
I haven't the slightest clue. Strapping bands. You can go Google it. Maybe you'll find out. Professor of biology concurred, saying, "I've never seen a bird killed by a plastic bag." Quick, someone tell San Francisco, says Daily Tech, plastic bags are much cheaper than paper, which is why stores favor them. They take less resources and energy to produce.
They take fewer resources.
Sorry, must have been his editor.
Okay.
They're far cheaper to ship and store, they're recyclable, and some are even biodegradable. Those savings aren't just for the stores, they translate into lower food costs and less damage to the environment. And that much he's absolutely correct about. Plastic bags are handy. And even he does make the point that they're recyclable. I guess he hasn't gotten the memo about recycling yet, that when you recycle most things, with the exception of a handful of things like aluminum, and I think there's something else out there that's profitable to recycle.
Bottles?
I don't recall.
I don't think bottles. Bottles don't really make any sense to me. Now, certainly back in the day when we got 16-ounce Pepsi bottles, you could take those back, and they had a deposit to them because they would take them back to the factory, you know, shoot them full of scalding hot water to kill any bacteria,
really?
And then refill them. So that's recycling, but it's really reuse. And so, I mean, you know, that's not recycling in the same way because bottles are made, you know, glass is made from sand, something we have an abundance of, and it doesn't die when you use it. So the idea of recycling bottles really is nonsense. Trucking them all over the place to crush them up so that they can be reused.
True.
Yeah, I'm sure you have to sort them. Otherwise, you get this muddy brown color of glass out of the deal.
Well, back in the old days, too, you got your milk from the milkman in the milk box, and you would return the bottles, and they would reuse them also.
Right. Reuse is the best sort
the
of
way
recycling
to go.
Out.
Right. If it makes economic sense, someone is going to do it.
Absolutely.
Some company is going to do
and
it.
And that's the thing about plastics. Plastics are, in fact, waste products from production of gasoline.
Yes.
The use of oil, they are a use of waste products themselves. So what happens to the waste products if you recycle all the old plastic? Well, it just piles up somewhere.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line. What happens to people who renounce their American citizenship? Mark's got the story. We'll share it with you here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both are free for you at Free Talk Live. com. As we continue here, you may bring up what you want. In the meantime, we talk about stuff that's interesting to us. Mark, you've got a story about what happens to American citizens who decide they don't want to be American citizens anymore and renounce their citizenship. Is that right?
Yeah, it's crazy. What they're doing is essentially charging people for leaving. And it makes me wonder, what's going to happen when they're putting up this fence,
The border fence?
Yeah, the border fence.
Okay.
Do you see how I'm connecting these in my mind? It seems like I'm wondering if the border fence is, entirely meant to keep people out or maybe meant to keep people in.
Well, the intentions may end up different than the reality. I mean, the intentions of the people who created the idea may very well be to keep people out. But, of course, the unintended consequences are going to be that when the United States becomes more and more police state than it is even today, that it will absolutely serve as a pen to keep people in.
All right. So, coming from MainStreet.com, a lot of people probably can't understand why someone would voluntarily give up their American citizenship. But if someone wanted to do that, they'd now incur financial penalties for it. Congress has just passed a new law that will stop your capital, at least a good portion of it, at the border, should you decide not to be a U.S. citizen anymore. It is perhaps in preparation for the possibility that Americans might rebel at the debt and taxes incurred by their government by leaving for lower tax locales. You probably didn't notice this little provision inserted into the HEROES Act of 2008.
Passed by, this is new.
Yep, it's brand new.
Okay.
Passed by Congress on June 17th, the headlines in the press release about the law were about the increased benefits for veterans and families of deceased military. See how they do this? They slip things in on laws they have nothing to do with it. What does leaving the country for citizenship in another country have to do with veterans benefits?
By the way, that's known as an exit tax. And actually, there are some states like California talking about doing it, too. So if you leave that state, they hit you with a tax as well.
Yeah. Well, I wonder how they pull it off, because it seems like a proper planning would get right past that. You get a bank Bank of America, then you transfer some funds over to a little bank in wherever it is that you're going. They don't know. You're just transferring funds. I can open up a bank in another state or another country.
Well,
no,
you have
knows.
To understand, Mark, that many of these laws are written to where if you know the law, you can absolutely get around it. The reason for that is to protect those who are willing to, make a few moves here and there to try to obscure their activities. It may be completely legal for them to do that. It's just that the people that are unaware of rules like this are the ones that are going to be victimized by it, the ones that get caught off guard, like the poor Guatemalan dishwasher that
yep.
all of a sudden found out that, oh, sorry, you can't carry more than $10,000 on an airplane. Looks like we're going to take that extra. Actually, they took it all. We're going to take all your money from you because you didn't know the rules. Sorry about that, buddy. That's how it works. It's always a loophole.
I imagine there's a lot of people like that who came up here from Mexico or some Latin American country, saved some money, lived cheaply for a while, and now they want to go back home with their savings, and they may have trouble getting it home.
Yeah. So it is going to catch people off guard, Mark, and that's what they're counting on.
Yeah. It's going to catch some people off guard. Okay, Richard Cohen of PricewaterhouseCoopers drew my attention to one section of the Act, which states that anyone voluntarily giving up his or her citizenship will be taxed on all of his assets as if he or she had sold them, paying capital gains on assets that have
Wow.
increased in value, even though they have not been sold. This is, by the way, written by Terry Savage for MainStreet.com. When Terry uses the personal the first person here, it's not me referring to. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. While everyone in the media is focused on keeping aliens out of America, Congress has voted to lock its citizens, or at least a good portion of their assets, into America.
Mm.
Maybe they're thinking that patriotism won't be enough to keep the smart money from recognizing the coming increases in the tax burden.
Mm.
We expect our elected leaders to be patriotic, to wear flag lapels on their lapels, but how patriotic is it for elected officials of both parties to drag our country into debt? This year, the financial budget deficit will be a record $400 billion. That astonishing number will be added to existing $9 trillion in national debt. That's money that our government spends in excess of what it collects on taxes. Whenever we talk about the budget deficit and those kind of things, there's a difference between a budget deficit and the national debt.
Mm-hmm.
There's $400 billion is our budget deficit. That's what we overspent this year.
Well, I didn't spend anything. It was those guys in Washington. Right. And doesn't that money roll into the debt? I mean, it's not all – the debt isn't all deficit, but it's deficit plus various other things that they get into debt about.
There's also things that are off the books, too.
Right. Well, there's debt, which is how much we owe currently, which is $9 trillion.
I don't owe a cent.
The American – you may very well end up paying it.
How's that going to be? Exactly?
Oh, they might come and take all your money.
Well, they could.
Okay, just so you know.
Yeah.
When I say we, I
but
mean
contractually,
the people in,
I don't know.
The people in the United States, because our government has spent that kind of money.
Okay, whatever.
And
they could just wave a wand and make it all go away if they wanted to. They could just destroy the Federal Reserve and go back to gold and silver, and then all that debt, you know, if you shut down the federal government, that debt goes away.
Yeah, I don't know. There would be huge shockwaves from not paying off this debt, but I don't know how they would. I certainly don't know how they would work, and it would take a trained economist just to speculate on what would happen.
It's mathematically impossible to pay it all back anyway, so at some point they're going to have to liquidate.
Yeah, the house of cards has to fall. I mean, certainly the various different governments around the world that loaned money to the United States, which is a decent chunk from what I understand of the national debt, those governments may get very upset. They can't get any money out of these government people of the U.S. We're never going to loan you money again. Of course, by that time, the government's been shut down, and it's not the same government it was before.
And
so
the government's
fine.
Busy bailing out the same banks with the taxpayers' money. So,
It's a mess.
It's a huge mess, and it's completely unfair to the average consumer, and the average consumer doesn't get it. If you told them that we should go back to a value-backed currency, the first thing they'd say is that, gold caused the Great Depression.
Oh, no.
That's what they say. People say that. And it's ludicrous. It's actually going off the gold standard, in fact, is what caused the Great Depression.
That's correct. The central bank.
Right. But people just don't know. They just don't know. And that's the kind of thing that they learn in school.
Well, government actually made what would have been a recession, the Great Depression, when you look back on the historical. Murray Rothbard wrote a really good book on it, if anyone's interested, called America's Great Depression. Highly recommend it. Shows exactly how government actions and meddling in the economy caused the Great Depression, essentially.
I agree, and largely people are not interested in looking up the book because, they believe what they believe. They're they're blissfully ignorant in the subject, and they just want to go on.
So let me see if I understood you right. When somebody decides to expatriate and withdraw their citizenship, they are then taxed. Presuming they don't know how to get around this, they are then going to be taxed as though they just sold all of their assets, and that's the amount that they'll have to pay?
Well, yeah, as though they made capital gains. That's, yes.
So, like, their house, would that include in their,
sure.
their houses?
Sure. I would think on... Yeah, I guess it would, yeah.
Amazing stuff. And so you find that out when you're leaving the country? That's the idea?
I imagine.
Like, bon voyage! Cut us a check and we'll
20%.
Let you go, right?
Yeah.
They're probably not going to let you go if you don't pay them, I would think.
It sounds like it to me.
1-800-259-9231.
If you're a citizen of another country, what are they going to do about
that's
it?
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up here. Child detainees. What about them? It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include the updates, get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. When you need to know something fresh about Free Talk Live, go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. 800-259-9231. As we continue to discuss immigrating or emigrating, coming or going, Mark, you just had a pretty disturbing story where the government people slipped in some, I guess, wording into a piece of legislation about something totally different, as they so like to do.
Veterans benefits.
Yeah, and
about immigration.
In this particular veterans benefits bill, they spelled out new rules that said that if you were renouncing your citizenship and leaving the country, then upon your disembarking, upon your leaving, you will then be charged capital gains tax.
The equivalent of capital gains tax.
Okay, you'll be charged some sort of leaving tax.
Exit tax.
Yeah, on all of your goods, on all of your assets. And it's pretty outrageous.
Yeah, it is.
Basically making it so that if you don't pay, you'll be trapped here.
And you know, once again, this is a tax on the middle class people. This is not a tax on the rich.
Because the rich will know the rules.
Know the rules. And right. Like I said, you wouldn't leave the country saying, I'm leaving. I hate you people. Goodbye. In this case, you know, you could go to another country, move all your assets to that country slowly.
Sure.
You wouldn't be obligated for any taxes, whatever. And then you get citizenship in the other country if that's what you want to do. Or you never change your citizenship.
So this whole crackdown on the borders is already affecting, regular Americans who are just trying to leave. What about the ones that are trying to come here, though? What about the ones that want to be American citizens, so-called? Well, we already know they're cracking down on Mexican immigrants and immigrants from around the world as more Border Patrol agents are put on the border, as more rules are implemented, as more checkpoints are put up. We've seen people becoming detained in this sort of violent police state process that has been going on. We've seen hundreds of people separated from their families in raids, workplace raids around the country. One of the more recent ones, I believe, was in Iowa, where hundreds of immigrants were rounded up and put into essentially a day camp. As they waited to be processed, some would end up in jail, some would end up deported, some would end up released back into the streets. But for the most part, they are detained. And what's their treatment like when they're detained? It can't be that great. Well, we're not really too sure how they're treating the adults, but here's a story from truthout.org about how they're treating their kids. Because apparently they are rounding up children.
Really?
And they are creating child detainees.
I was just worried about the orphans that they created by shipping their parents off.
Detained children often face harsh conditions while struggling against a legal system over which they have very little hope of triumphing. Undocumented children entering the U.S. alone must confront barriers that extend far beyond the border. If apprehended, they're met with a sometimes brutal detention period, followed by a trial under a legal system that treats them the same as apprehended adults, according to children's rights advocates and recent reports by the Department of Homeland Security's very own Inspector General's Office and the GAO. Now, one of them, this is the office, Inspector General's Office, the OIG, estimates that more than 10,000 unaccompanied and undocumented children will be detained this year alone, not counting children who are immediately deported upon contact with Homeland Security. Most travel from Mexico or Central America. Kids migrate alone for some of the same reasons that adults do, to reunite with their family or to escape persecution. Many have experienced child-specific threats like assault by youth gangs and recruitment for special roles in organized crime, according to the director of the refugee program at Amnesty International. A smaller percentage, driven by devastating poverty, come to find work. So believe it or not, young people are also crossing the border, and they're crossing alone. Children apprehended at the border are taken to Border Patrol stations, frequently remaining in concrete cell blocks for days on end, and sometimes being transferred repeatedly to different stations before being handed over to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, according to the Director of Detention and Asylum Program at the Women's Commission, who has extensively investigated the treatment of unaccompanied children. Children are then placed in more permanent facilities to wait for their court dates. Generally, before their placement, she says, they're held in bad conditions. According to her, she noted that children are not often informed of their legal situation or what the future will bring. Can you imagine how scary that might be?
I can only imagine.
You're crossing the border to try to make it to grandma's house or to try to get a job or to escape from some drug gang that's been trying to enslave you in Mexico. You cross the border and an armed gang of men comes up and, you probably can't understand them, though I'm sure some of them speak Spanish. And they are talking to you and they're telling you that you're illegal and you have to wait here in this cold, dark, concrete corridor until something happens. You're not really sure exactly what, because there's some kind of legal mumbo jumbo going on. Look, you and I don't understand the legal nonsense in this country. How well do you think a 10-year-old's handling it from Mexico?
Who speaks Spanish, right?
She goes on. She says that they're held in bad conditions and that the OIG notes that 84% of children, they are placed within 3 days. Some wait for much longer, especially during the resettlement office's high season when the system may see a backlog. Children are eventually placed in foster care, shelters, or secure or staff-secure facilities, which are the equivalents of juvenile detention centers. According to Brain's findings, the security facilities are overused due to inadequate, hurried evaluations. Children with behavior or mental problems that could be otherwise resolved are often sent to secure detention centers. Abuse and neglect within secure facilities, as you might imagine, are not uncommon. Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid, a nonprofit legal agency, recently filed lawsuits against two detention centers that were committing egregious abuses against unaccompanied, undocumented children. Legal Aid attorney Erica Schummer told Truth Out. Eight immigrant youths suing the Abraxas Hector Garza Treatment Center in San Antonio described being beaten badly, repeatedly, and so severely that several required hospitalization. The abuse continued even after it was reported to their caretaker supervisors. In Nixon, Texas, 10 detained young people filing a Texas Rio Grande lawsuit allege repeated assault and retaliation upon reporting the abuse.
Of course, always retaliation.
Yep.
There always is.
Most abused detainees don't have access to pro bono lawyers and can't hope to sue. Much more often than not, their stories go untold. According to a June report by the GAO, child detainees are not immune to the neglect suffered by their adult counterparts, widely publicized earlier this month. The report cites the example of a juvenile detention center in Washington State, where despite federal mandates, no medical screening was performed at admission and first aid kits were not available as required. The facility also ignored requirements to maintain minors' medical records on the site. After all, what's going to happen to them if they don't? Or if they, you know, if they ignore these things? What's going to happen to them? They're
right.
going to shut already, down the detention center?
There's already a backlog, so I mean, they pretty much have to take them, have to use these beds that they've got available, so...
These kids are pretty much anonymous. Nobody knows who they are, who their families are. You probably have limited communication ability with them. And so these bureaucrats, these sickos that work at these facilities are molesting these kids and harming these kids. Well, with impunity.
When they molest them, they're likely to get arrested. If they find out about it, sometimes it takes decades to figure it out. And we've read stories on that. But when it comes to anything else, the worst thing they have to face is firing. And I don't know about you, but you know, I know that if I get fired from my job, which I actually employ myself, but if I were to get fired from a job, I know what the next day I can go out and get another job. Now, when it comes to a bureaucrat, they know that they wouldn't be quite getting that sweet, sweet government paycheck, but still.
Well, that's because you're not illegal, Mark. You're not an alien, so you're free to do that. You have no one holding over your head that they're going to report you for being illegal.
But I'm talking about the bureaucrats in this case who are also likely legal. So
the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. So you can imagine if they're treating children like this, how it is they're treating the adults that come across the border. There's more to the story about these child detainees. We'll tell you that here in a moment. Stay and take your calls about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect a Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect a cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect a Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So if you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing on this program, and you want to help support the show, then go shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. I got the numbers in from April because it usually takes them a few months to get me the numbers and the details because they have to wait, make sure nobody's returning anything, that sort of thing. We've pulled in over $1,000 in commissions in the month of April alone just from all of you guys going out and buying who knows what. 41 categories to shop in, new items used, whatever you buy, Free Talk Live gets a percentage if you start your shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231, talking about child detainees. You thought adults had it bad, and they do. In fact, the adults probably have it worse than the children, because the children are, we're talking about immigrants here, the children that are picked up crossing the border, they end up in the hands of foster parents most of the time. About 84% of the time, after about 3 days in detention, they end up in foster homes while waiting whatever legal nonsense process the government's going to put them through. But many of them have to stay in detention longer for whatever bureaucratic reasons. Maybe they're too backed up, or the bureaucrats are too slow, or whatever the reasons are. They're kept in very dismal conditions in, cold, concrete rooms that nobody should have to stay in, no one who's not harmed anyone else. And these young folks certainly have not harmed anybody. But let me continue the story here. This is from truthout.org. And they point out that some of the violations of these federal facilities are kept from the public eye. In fact, for the most part, they are. So we're only hearing about a handful of
things. Sure, the feds don't report on themselves.
Right.
It only comes to the major news sources, and that's pretty much how we find out about these things.
It says here that
people just don't care about immigrants that much. I mean, immigrant abuse, ugh, they deserve it. They're here illegally.
No, they don't deserve it. They're human.
That's what people think.
Right, I know. They're human beings, though. Think. They need to realize that immigrants are human beings, and they're just like the rest of us, and there's nothing wrong with someone coming here to make a better life for themselves. If you have a problem with welfare, then take it up with the government people, because they're the ones that are stealing your money to give it away in the first place. If that's what your issue is wealth redistribution, then that's your issue. It's not the fact that they're giving some of that money to immigrants. So get over it. These are people, and they should be allowed to cross borders, so-called, freely, if they want to. Just as you should be free to leave without being taxed, as we talked about earlier. Now Americans are going to be taxed if they want to leave the country. Yeah, sure, you can still leave, as long as you pay the government. Well, anyway, the violations are kept from the public eye for the most part, and, in fact, they're kept from the eye of the federal government as well, at least the overseers there, according to a recent OIG report noting that the interviews with Department of Unaccompanied Children Services central office officials indicate that little oversight of facilities occurs. Federal officials aren't required to meet with children when they visit the facilities, so direct feedback is next to non-existent. So when the federal inspectors, whoever it is that they have checking on these programs, go for a visit to one of these detention facilities, there's no requirement for them to meet with the children. So if the children have a complaint, oh well, nobody to talk to. Who are you going to talk to there in your concrete cell?
Yeah, how are you going to hire a lawyer?
Several allegations of abuse have gone completely uninvestigated, said one of the watchdogs. A lack of oversight is especially dangerous when it comes to children, she says, because they're much less likely than adults to speak out for themselves. She says children are incredibly vulnerable. They're completely subject to the adults in charge, and these kids are already feeling a lot of victimization. The last thing they need is for the detention process to subject them to further victimization. Moreover, but then again, that is what government does best, victimize people. Moreover, documentation on health care provided to detained kids is almost universally sparse due to either poor record keeping or failure to provide services, according to the government. More than half of the children's medical case files lack a required assessment of their needs, and all case files are missing at least one mandatory document describing care the children received. So there's a lot of mandatories being thrown around here. They are supposed to have all
this
info.
They use the term mandatory and then don't do it.
Right, right. And it just goes to show that these government people, they can make their own rules. It doesn't matter what their official laws say. It doesn't matter what their rules specify. They can do what they want, and 99% of the time, they get away with it.
If you do something that you're not supposed to do that's mandatory, you go to jail.
What about their oaths of office, too? They take an oath of office, they probably just forget about it and laugh.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all meaningless. It's all for show, isn't it, Wayne? I mean,
It appears to be.
Right. They want people to, they want to have all this pomp and circumstance surrounding what they do. Because what they do is violence. What they do is enact force upon people. They aggress against people, for the most part, who have not harmed another person.
Well, they provide goods and services at the point of a gun, is probably more accurate. And they don't actually whip the gun out, but they provide goods and services through threats of violence.
Sure, and while some
of those...
As opposed
to any other organization out there that you can think of that just provides goods and services voluntarily.
Some of those services may be in demand. That may be the case, like education and protection. Many of them are absolutely not. So not only are they threatening people to force them to pay for services that they may or may not want, but the ones that don't want it are being forced to accept services they don't want, like, you know, a marijuana smoker or an immigrant.
Well, when you say that the people don't want them, that's not true. Some people want them. Some people want marijuana laws in this country. Some people want immigration laws in this country. Some people want protection from the military. Some people want all the stuff that the government provides.
And they think they want it.
They think they want it. I mean, so if you think you want it, you want it. But, yeah, that's, you know, the government provides that service through threats of violence.
Some
other people.
Some minor situations are subject to particularly little oversight. Children whose unaccompanied status is questionable remain in Homeland Security custody after being apprehended instead of being transferred to the resettlement office. Brain emphasizes the extraordinary absence of transparency when it comes to these kids, who may be detained indefinitely in prison-like facilities completely invisible to the outside world. So if you're coming across the border to, again, get a job or try to meet some family members or whatever the reason was to escape from a gang, and even if somebody knows you're coming, if you get snatched up by the bureaucrats and they're not keeping the appropriate records, there's no way that somebody who is looking for you would be able to find out who's got you. They won't know.
You know, when threatened by these bureaucrats, likely these kids who probably don't have much documentation, some of them would give false names.
According to the watchdog, Ms. Brain, she said, "We don't know who they are or where they are. Most of them are kept in juvenile detention facilities meant for criminals. There's so little transparency that we haven't been able to speak to any of those children." While detained, unaccompanied children sit in waiting for their court date, which will follow a set of legal standards exactly mirroring standards for the adult detainees. This means that when it comes to demonstrating their eligibility for asylum in the U.S., the children themselves hold the burden of proof.
Right, and they're in a distinct disadvantage to an adult who, you know, would just be better at that. They've had more life experience.
70% of the time, these children are not provided with legal representation, according to the Women's Commission findings, which are backed up by a Congressional Research Service report.
Obviously, the kid needs asylum. His life sucked bad enough that he left home before 18 to come to a different country.
Off alone. Most of these kids are coming here alone. Often the children are not given the chance to consult with counsel beforehand to learn their rights and the legal standards on which their cases will be decided.
You know, they can tell you what your rights are ahead of time, and you just, you know, you want to cooperate so that you'll get treated as best as possible, and that doesn't result in anything.
However, Reynolds noted, the government is backed up by attorneys. Thus, many times an immigration judge is deciding a case between government officials armed with lawyers and an unrepresented child who speaks no English. Although non-English-speaking defendants are always provided with an interpreter, the translator often only interprets what the judge needs to hear to decide the case, according to Brain. Kids are often left wondering the definitions of most of the words spoken in the courtroom, a reality that's not only frightening for children, but also detrimental to their chances of providing a complete testimony that addresses the claims of the governmental representatives.
And I would venture to say that, in fact, Americans, many Americans, don't know the definitions of the legal words, because often in court, terms have specific meanings that, you know, the average person doesn't know. For instance, you know, I've heard allegations, and I don't know if it's true, that a motor vehicle is only for commercial purposes as opposed to a car, which is a passenger vehicle. So, you know, you're talking about something entirely different.
Even the words must and may and other seemingly common words in the legal dictionary have different meanings.
They can be redefined.
And the bureaucrats use must, you know, pretty loosely. Clearly they use mandatory loosely, as evidenced by earlier in this story. They're not doing what's mandatory.
Qualifications for asylum are complicated, especially for a minor unfamiliar with the U.S. legal system. Immigrants must clearly recount the risks they'd face by returning to their home country, and kids don't often know how to articulate those dangers. For example, a child may not know, or rather may know, that he or she's being targeted by violent men, but they might not understand that those men are members of a paramilitary group singling out the family based on political affiliations. This is not, they just don't have all the facts. More coming up here. You can take control of the airways. What about those people that do make it through without getting caught by the Border Patrol? Wayne, you'll tell us about them in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.